Joining us this morning from Three Rivers Hospital, it's Chief Executive Officer Scott Graham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Terrific.
Great to be here with you this morning.
Well, terrific to have you. And I know you have a lot to talk about. There's a lot on the table for Three Rivers Hospital in Brewster. Can you fill us in a little bit?
We are in the process of working with the community to get a new hospital built. The current hospital was built in 1949. And I think if folks have ever been by the hospital here in Brewster, you can see that it's showing its age. Most of the infrastructure, like the roof and the HVAC system, are just kind of beyond the point of their useful lives, and they're really needing replacement at this point. We have a great maintenance team. They have done tremendous work in keeping everything running, keeping the building clean, making sure that it's as beautiful as it can be. But we've reached a point where all that work just consumes a tremendous amount of resources. And so we actually started out with the idea of maybe we could renovate the hospital, and we had a study done last year in 2022. And the outcome of that study was that it would cost more to renovate our existing hospital than to build a new one. And part of that's because the current infrastructure that we have won't support what would have to be put in during the renovations. And so we've arrived to the reality that it's time to make an investment in our community-owned hospital so that it can be here in Brewster for generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it's a huge ask, so we're working with financial folks and our architect to really make sure that the hospital, the new hospital, would be efficient, that it would be safe and the right size for our community.
Yeah, and you, undoubtedly, you've followed along the challenges that were part of the Lake Chelan experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and hopefully that maybe will help you overcome some of the pitfalls that they ran into.
Yeah, well, again, it goes back to it's a big ask, but, you know, our hospital is not, you know, a luxury. It's something that we have to have for the citizens of our community. So we are really trying hard to help people understand what the benefits would be, and also trying to make sure that we're super clear about what it would cost. And this is something that would be spread out over 30 years. And we'll be putting this on the ballot in the November 7th election.
Mm-hmm.
So folks will have plenty of time to absorb the information, ask questions, give us their feedback
mm-hmm.
about that.
And what are we actually looking at in terms of cost?
So the architect and the financial folks estimate that it'd be a two-phase project that will cost about $72 million. That would break down to about $1.39 per $1,000 of assessed property value. But that would include a modern, brand-new 24/7 ER, state-of-the-art lab, and imaging services that will be right here in our community so you don't have to travel anywhere. Expanded surgical services with our specialty providers, and a new home for our family practice and specialty clinic along with other patient care departments. So, and that's the, you know, that's the part that serves the community. You know, the thing that we have learned through working with the community, and I've been here almost 10 years, and, you know, we knew that the hospital really needed some work when I came on then, but we know just over the years that it is continuing to age, and that something that would be available and able to serve the community for another 30 or 40 or 50 years is going to have to be built. It would also improve our ability to recruit new physicians and to be able to retain the ones that we have, as well as nurses and other healthcare professionals. So it is just, it's really an exciting opportunity, but it's really a have to at this point, given the age of the building.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't a lot of hospitals around anymore that were built that far back. You know, they've either built new ones or they've had additions added on. And so at the advice of our planners and the folks who are helping us kind of think this through, the really the most cost-effective way of being able to be positioned to provide healthcare for the community long into the future, long after I'm gone, mm-hmm. would be to build a new hospital.
And in considering that, where would this be located?
Well, we've looked at all the options and felt that the best option would be to build on our existing site. We'd do it in two phases, so that would minimize the disruption to patient care. And then we plan to leverage our existing property so that we can best use the funds to meet the healthcare needs of the community. So,
all right. I was just going to ask, is there a place where people can get more information?
Absolutely. Yes, we have a website. It's www.threeRiversHospital.net, and you can go there, and we are launching a page that has all the details that the community is going to need to be able to make an informed choice. You also mentioned Jennifer Best. She is available anytime to answer any questions. She can be reached through our social media, through our email at media@trhospital.net, or you can call her at 509-645-3347, and she can give you all of the information that you might have or ask her any questions.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I know earlier this month we all went to the ballot box and threw our ballots in. Three Rivers Hospital had that one-year levy up there. How are you feeling about that?
We're feeling really good. And again, it's wonderful to feel the support of the community. To date, the levy to fund our ER services for 2024 is passing. It currently has about 69% voter approval, and the results will be officially certified tomorrow. So we just want to thank the voters for supporting us and telling us again how much they value our ER services in Brewster. We know that this is the beginning investment of a much bigger vision for the future of healthcare in our district, and we'll continue to prioritize the services our community has come to depend upon while making room to grow some more. So,
all right. Great information. Scott Graham, Chief Executive Officer with Three Rivers Hospital. Anything else you'd like to share with the community this morning?
We are going to be getting out into the community. We're going to be holding town hall meetings, going to any meetings that will allow us to come in and talk, and so that we can make sure that there's every opportunity to ask questions, get questions answered about the new hospital or anything else that we're doing here at the hospital. We really value the community's input. So just be looking for those announcements as we get out and hold these town hall meetings. And if you happen to have a chamber meeting and I show up there, be happy to answer questions at that point. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Make it a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Again,
bye-bye.
Scott Graham, Chief Executive Officer with Three Rivers Hospital, joining us this morning. A big task ahead of him, but certainly, as we know, here in the Lake Chelan Valley, very, very doable. So hang in there, Brewster folks, and beyond, Brewster Pateras, all the service areas of Three Rivers Hospital. More information to come for sure.